that you want and dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is where you can go. Lots of features there, and we give them to you free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, the second hour, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
We, for those of you just tuning in, we are going to enter a conversation or re-enter a conversation with Ice 2020. He's called in from North Carolina with, I think, a pretty good concern about
sure.
Ron Paul and his position on the Civil Rights Act. And what has been pointed out thus far is that Ron Paul is not campaigning on removing the Civil Rights Act. It's just that certain people who are out to get Ron Paul, are out to kind of impugn him as much as possible, they are bringing it up, or they're likely to bring it up in interviews or bring up a past interview that he's had about this subject, where he's going to be honest with you, because that's pretty much what Ron Paul does, and he's going to tell it to you like he thinks, and he thinks that there shouldn't have been the Civil Rights Act, but he also thinks there should have been Jim Crow laws. So his position is that there should be no governmental position on segregation at all. Segregation should not be forced, and segregation should not be, or discrimination should not be prohibited. So if some a-hole racist, Hick wants to open up some sort of a store or restaurant or whatever, and he only wants to serve white people, then that's his business. I don't want to patronize that person, and none of my friends would want to patronize that person. In fact, we would actively likely campaign against a business like that coming into town.
That seems like it would be a terrible decision for a business owner, because a lot of people would find that really intolerable, no matter how, that seems to me like you would really just, you'd lose your business. In today's day and age?
I would hope so, and a person like that would deserve to lose their business.
I agree.
But if they're forced by law to accept everyone in there, then how will you know that that person's a racist? How will you know that you want to, go against that business? Maybe subtly there'll be things that he does or his staff does over time where you'll kind of get the message like, you're not wanted around here. But it won't ever be overt like it could be, and you won't ever really get to, get to kind of splay that out there. For folks like, look, this guy's got an out-and-out policy against black people coming into his business. Let's ostracize him. Let's boycott. And boycott and other peaceful market-based means are things that I support as far as changing things. Or, like you pointed out, Luther, back in the 1800s with the Underground Railroad, helping people escape from situations where they are enslaved and oppressed.
Yes, that
makes sense.
That is true compassion right there. Not making a law. Making a law is not compassion. Helping them. Actually doing it. Taking action for yourself. That's important.
Now, does that include, Luther, when you're taking that action, going in and slaughtering the slave owners?
No. Violence is not compassion.
Let's get back to ICE 2020, because ICE, I really want to know from you, do you support the Civil War as a solution to slavery? Do you still have ICE?
Because I'm going to qualify this. I'm black and you're white, okay? And I'm sorry, let's keep it real. From my perspective, of course. I want to be free. If I was there, I would support it. Even now, I would support it. I would support anything for me to be free. Whatever it takes for me to be free. Now, you don't have that issue, so it's hard for you to...
See, I'm not willing to kill other human beings over
that's
that.
Fine, that's fine. From your perspective, it's easy to say that. It's simple for you to say that.
Well, I'm not free right now. But I'm not free right now, and I'm not killing anyone.
It's easy for you to say those things. You know what I mean?
Because we're white.
Now,
but I thought we were equal.
We are equal. I'm equal. I'm equal to all men. But my unemployment rate for blacks is still 60% and whites is 10%. But let's not get it twisted. Okay. Let's be honest about this. Now, they wrote laws, like you said. Somebody goes, it's easy for you to say, just don't go to the restaurant. That's easy for you to say. How does it make me feel as a man to not be able to go into a restaurant? How does it make me feel as a man for me not to enjoy the same privileges as you enjoy?
Do you feel the same thing about not being able to go into the ladies' gym?
Total different thing. Total, completely different thing.
Why is that different?
Some are etiquette and protocol because of male and female based on a person being considered a human being or not.
Wait a minute. I don't understand, Ice. Why is that different?
You understand what I'm saying, but it's fine. It's fine. I know you understand what I'm saying, but it's fine if you want to make the argument to go to those hyperbolic steps to make the leap to make that type of leap is fine, but I'm just saying right now.
Some people get very offended when they aren't allowed into clubs of the opposite gender. There was that guy remember that story from the guy that wanted to be a waitress at Hooters? I mean, he was very upset about that.
Let's stick with the reality that we have right now.
Well, that was reality. It was just a few years ago. Several years ago.
There was a lot of activism took place to try to push us, because we're trying to slowly move. It's not there. We're not there yet. Even though we got Barack Obama, we're not there yet. So we're taking baby steps to try to get there.
Well, I agree with you. We're not there yet. I mean, there's still a lot of hatred. There's still a lot of misunderstanding in the world. And forcing a particular viewpoint down someone's throat is not the way to change people's minds. Don't you think that...
I can't read your mind. I have no way of knowing what you think about me. All that I know that they put things on the books to try to make things equal. And if you want to try to go against that, that's fine. You know what I mean? Because you can. But at least...
But that's just it. That's what you're not seeing. I'm not against people being equal. I'm against people having force used against them. And in the case of the Jim Crow laws, force was used against businesses who might have wanted to have an integrated bus. If I was operating a bus line, hold on, Ice. If I was operating a bus line in the South in the 1950s, then I would have been forced by Jim Crow laws to segregate my customers. Even if I said, no, I don't want to segregate my customers. They can sit wherever they damn well please on my bus. I would have been arrested.
And that's why you try to change the law. See what I'm saying?
You can get rid of the laws. You don't have to add more laws. You could just get rid of the laws.
See what's going on so they can have You belong to the 91, but you've been doing some things for the 99% movement. You've been talking about that a little bit, right?
Yeah, I've been out at Occupy Keene, in Occupy New Hampshire.
So in a small little way, you feel as though things can get better at some point. It didn't not happen overnight, but things can get better. So you take an active step. So like when I went to the Million Man March back in the day. You know what I mean? So supporting something I felt I believe in. You know what I mean? I'm very pro-black, too, by the way. So I do little small things. I'm not a violent person. I was in the Army, but I'm not a violent person. But I do know that in order for things to change, you got to work towards those changes in a small way. And if, like I said, I haven't been against Ron Paul except for, like I said before, right? He just say a few things that people find distasteful because they seem insensitive. And I'm not trying to, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call, Ice. I do. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
And I think that's a very valid point. I mean, I could see how that could upset you, you know?
Sure.
If I was in a different country and I was a minority, you know, like I would be upset by something like that, you know, if somebody made a broad sweeping statement about all people of European descent.
And at the same time, if that person was operating a business, I would probably get the message that I wasn't wanted there and
right.
that maybe I should find somewhere else to go. And this is maybe not a good neighborhood to live in. This is not a good place for me.
Right. No? I don't expect everyone to accept me, I guess. I don't know if that's impractical, if that makes me less of a man or what.
It's a tough issue. I mean, I don't know.
It certainly is.
I am with both of you, but I understand how one could be emotional about that. And I have never had, you know what I mean? I'm a white female, so it's not, I've never experienced that. But
no,
I have experienced hatred, you know what I mean? So I know what that feels like.
Sure.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share your experiences. People are discriminated against in a lot of different ways.
Right. It doesn't have to be about race.
No, it could be about age. Like, for instance, I don't want to let anybody under the age 21 into my club. Or I don't want to let, you know, like we're talking about, you know, males into my female gym. Or I don't want to let somebody with blonde hair in because I don't like you blondies. You know, whatever. It's
you know, and these are all of the things that, not the hair color, I don't think.
Right.
But age is on the official list of, like, government what you can't discriminate for?
Well, but you can in many areas. In many cases, the government forces it upon you.
Well,
like you
on
have
their
to.
List, like when you learn about harassment, when you're a manager, age
oh,
is
I
one
see.
Of the things you cannot discriminate against.
If you're
so there's
hiring.
All these things, and that's one of them, and, I mean, there's a whole bunch more.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What if I'm running Hooters, and I don't want to have a grandma serving my Hooters wings to my customers?
How dare you?
I'm going to discriminate on age on that one. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. If you don't like it, you can open up a grandma's bar. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you. So head on over and enjoy stuff like our news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for emails, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Again, news.freetalklive.com. and want to introduce you to a product that I happen to be a fan of. It's in my car, the Freedom Cam. You can go to freedomcam.net. When it comes to potential police abuse, it's the most important place to protect yourself. If you're out on the roads, you know, you've probably been pulled over before. This is one of the most vulnerable places where people are subject to seizures, searches, stops, waylayings, aggression of all sorts. And if you've got a video camera with you, it helps. But I can tell you from experience, it can be difficult when the pressure's on, when that guy's coming up to your window and they've got a gun, you know, and you're maybe pretty nervous, maybe never gone through it before, or even if you have, just being able to pull out your phone, put in the lock code, get to, quick.com or whatever, it can be kind of difficult.
Sure.
And there's always a chance you're going to be out in a bad cell phone area or whatever. Or that maybe your phone will malfunction. So why not have yourself something installed permanently in your car, on the dash of your car, mounted to your vehicle, that's going to be able to record both in front of your car and in the cab of your car. You're going to get the audio. It's actually got infrared illumination, so when the sun goes down, the infrared lights on this thing turn on. You can't see infrared, but it does bathe the inside of your car in something the video camera can see, the Freedom Cam can see, and so therefore, even if it's midnight, you're still going to get a picture inside your vehicle when this thing's operating. You get pulled over, that Freedom Cam is there, and it's rolling. And it's going to, if the cops hurt you or they do something stupid or whatever, it's catching all of it. It's also right. Catching you picking your nose as well. but it's there at all times. And it's got GPS as well, so there's actually a record of where you've been and how fast you were going. And all of that information is there for you. So not only
right.
is it useful.
So if the cop says you were speeding and you know you weren't, you can pull that up.
You got the proof, and you can bring that to court.
Or if the cop says you were here and you weren't, you got the proof.
Right, so it's really useful for a variety of different things, and it's pretty affordable, too. Makes a great gift for the activist in your family or your friends who are activists, or yourself. FreedomCam.net. Head on over there and learn more about it and place your order. That's FreedomCam.net. As we continue here, I think this topic of discrimination deserves, I think, a little bit more discussion. We just had a gentleman on the phone with us concerned about Ron Paul and his position on the Civil Rights Act of 1965. Mm-hmm. And, it's true. Ron Paul opposes the Civil Rights Act of 1965. But the other side of that story is he also opposed the Jim Crow laws. And
yeah.
It was the Jim Crow laws and the terrible things that were happening as a result of those laws that kind of, went on to create the pendulum swinging in the other direction, which was forcing the end of discrimination through
I had gotten to ask ICE this. ICE 2020 was his name, right?
Yeah.
I wish I would have gotten to ask him this. Has he ever actually read the Civil Rights Act? Because I know I haven't. I have a good idea of what it means, but who knows what's in there? Like, it could say anything.
Well, this is a good point. I can't say I have read any laws because I find them absolutely intolerable and incredibly difficult to read. And I think most people haven't read the laws either.
And I think they're written like that on purpose.
Right. They're written by lawyers for lawyers. So, if you get in trouble with one of the laws, then you can hire a lawyer who can help you, supposedly, out of thousands of your dollars. So, it's difficult because, people focus on that one side of things and they don't focus on the other side, which is that Ron Paul wouldn't support any laws for or against this situation. He would support the market deciding, and that can be an uncomfortable process where, people are doing, can do ugly things in the marketplace. But if you let the marketplace solve those problems, it comes up with voluntary, peaceful solutions like boycotts, mm-hmm. like, spreading the word about bad business owners and bad business policies. Because whether we're talking about discrimination or not, there are still business owners that make choices that people are going to disagree with how they run their business. And it makes sense to publicize these things.
Well, and it's not like it would be a secret. I mean, I feel like something like that would be A, big news, and B, if you had a restaurant and you didn't allow black people in, you would either have to have a sign that said, no blacks, or you would have to have a hostess who
someone
said,
turning them away.
You're black, you can't come in here. And
right.
It's not like that would be, people would know about
it.
That's
spread fast.
Very newsworthy.
Word would have spread fast in 1950 about something like that around a town, and word could spread even faster today with social networking.
And he's also not realizing the flip side of things, which is that there could be a black restaurant owner that doesn't allow white people in. There could be Mexican
And I wouldn't support those places
either.
Nope. Racism is racism, no matter which direction it's going.
I find racism to be absolutely despicable, which is why I support... I think the races should get together, personally. I really do. I think that, you know, like the...
Yeah, get them away from me.
Right, the crazy white separatist people, let them go ahead and separate themselves away from everyone, please. I want nothing to do with these folks.
Right.
And, you know, and then let them have their little white town and or white state or whatever, and I'm just going to stay the hell away from it. I'm not going to do any business with those people.
Not going to go on vacation there?
Nope, exactly. And who would? The only people who would be really questionable folks that I wouldn't want to have any associations with. And so let them cut themselves off from the world and see how things go. You know, if they think they can go and grow all their own food and, you know, do whatever they want, close down their borders, because think about it. Like these crazy white separatist people, if they actually had their way, they'd move into their own little enclave. They'd probably want to shut down the borders. Mm-hmm. Not that anyone would want to come into a place like that. I mean, can you imagine some Mexican would want to immigrate into that place?
Right.
No way. And in fact, if you look at Alabama, in fact, also Georgia, we talked about how Georgia passed one of these anti-immigration laws that you know, was cracking down, and so immigrants just left in droves. And there were all these, you know, fruits and veggies rotting on the vine as a result of that.
And even back in the late 1800s, blacks were moving out of the South. And the early 1900s, blacks were moving out of the South because of the racist climate down there, because they had no political clout, because they couldn't get jobs, you know. So that's the market at work. You know, they were going where the jobs were, where they were accepted, you know, and is that a bad thing?
Well, it's bad from the perspective that it sucks to have to move.
Yes.
Right? Like, that sucks. You're born in a place where things are not so friendly around you, and you realize down the line that, you know, I might do a little better for myself if I were living 300 miles that way, or whichever direction, but out of here.
Right.
But that means that the impetus is on you as the person who is being kind of the victim of these discriminatory, perhaps even violent situations on the parts of certain racist individuals. And it's unfortunate because, you know, it's kind of a lot of people are stubborn, right? Like, I'm going to stay, I'm going to stick this out, and, you know, I love my home, and this is where I'm going to stay. I get it. I totally understand.
Sure.
But if you could be more free simply by going somewhere else, why not do that?
I did it.
That's what I did.
Yeah. I had a nice life set up for me in Florida. I was in a band. I had lots of friends, you know. I had stuff to do.
Sure. It would have been plenty easy to stay there.
Sure. I'm glad I didn't, though.
Me, too. Most of my old friends, in fact, like every one of them just about, is like a total loser that stayed down there.
Really?
Sadly.
They weren't losers before, but now they are.
Well, they were young before, so you can't really be a loser when you're 18. But when you're 27 and you don't, you know, you haven't done anything,
you're
starting to become a loser.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of your airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
FREE. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-looped approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. That's why their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column. That's freetalklive.com. And speaking of freetalklive.com, you can go there and watch the show if you want over at the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there because the chat room is built into the same page. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Terry listening in Hawaii. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going now?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I don't know what station I was listening to, because I'm listening to it on the internet and I'm listening to it on the phone, and it doesn't really sound the same. Y'all were just talking about the Ron Paul incident.
Ron Paul incident? Do you mean Ron Paul's position on the Civil Rights Act?
Yeah. Are you the same host that was having
yes.
a conversation with that?
You are on the correct show. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say true. I'm really sad that I had to hear that, because Ron Paul was my man. Because out of all those Republicans, I kind of thought that Ron Paul really knew what he was talking about. It was pretty much straightforward. But from hearing that conversation with that guy and knowing that Ron Paul felt that way, kind of made me feel uneasy. And that's why with ICE, what was his name? ICE
2020. ICE 2020.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how black people feel, because we felt like we had to fight for that, you know, and the struggle that we had to go through to get what we got, you had to die for that. And I know there was one guy that was on the show that was saying that, is that something you would fight for? Is that something that must be pushed on somebody again? Because there has to be a check and balance. If you don't implement a type of law, there'll never be no check and balance. So a person may say, you know, that, oh, I'm not racist, you know, I'll allow anybody to come to my shop. But indirectly, you know, he'll put on a racist behavior. So there's no check and balance to somebody's conduct. So that's the reason why it has to be.
Well, wait a minute. Why does the check and balance have to be the force of the state? Why can't the check and balance be a boycott? Why can't the check and balance be the word of mouth, spreading the word about
that
business?
It takes too long for it to be noticed. And it takes too long for it to,
really?
To have something.
Well, I can tell you, if you stand out front of someone's business with a sign, it's not going to take a long time to be noticed. People are going to see that.
Look how long it took for the boycott to last during when Rosa Parks decided to sit in the back of the bus. It took a long time for that law to get implemented so that anybody can sit anywhere on the bus.
Wasn't that a law, though, that,
yes,
that they had to sit in the back of the bus?
Yeah, you're right. But
yeah.
It started from a boycott.
So using the same...
And,
can I just make my point real quick?
Go ahead.
Well, using the same mechanism of violence against those people in retaliatory violence, is that moral?
No, you're right. No, it's not moral.
Right.
Not
that's moral. That's the only point we're trying to make.
Okay. Come here. Just hold on.
Go ahead.
It's not moral what you're saying to fight just because somebody. But if you've been burdened for so many years, your mother's been beat up, your dad's been hung. Your sister's been raped for so many years. You're going to have that pit of anger towards someone because they're neglecting you from your civil liberty. That this American...
I get it, dude. I've been angry. I know. I've talked about it. Look, I know you just tuned into the show for the first time, but I've talked about on this program in the past how I used to be pretty angry because I've seen people arrested and thrown in cages for having a plant in their pocket. I've seen, there are people that have had their freedom taken away from them for the most piddly of reasons, and there's no shortage of this. You look around the country, there are over 1.5 million arrests every single year just for drug possession for the most part in this country, and I see that, and I'm outraged, and I've been outraged by it. That and other things that these government people have done to innocent people, not just blacks and Hispanics, but everybody, especially poor people as well. I see these depredations and these terrible things that are going on, and it really upsets me. And sometimes, in the past, I used to think violent thoughts about trying to fix those problems. But then I moved to New Hampshire, and I found hope again, and I changed my perspective from anger to peace and love and forgiveness, and it's not easy to come from those perspectives, because sometimes I'll see somebody doing something that I think is wrong, like somebody working for the government hurting somebody, and I'll get upset again, and I'll get angry about it, but I try to, try to control myself. So I think I can understand having that pit of anger.
I got a question for you. How would you boycott someone who's got a TV show, and his TV show, he has his chalkboard, and the way he carries himself and the hostility that he has, it's like he's indirectly promoting, like say if he was a black person, and he's indirectly promoting racism by the things he says that may not have any facts to it, but the way he articulates the matter of it, it sounds like it's true. How can you boycott that? And
well, there are different tactics.
The reason why I'm asking this question, because there's a guy that I don't know if he was on Fox News Channel, but I think he's on one of those news channels where he got his little chalkboard and everything.
Probably Glenn Beck. Sounds like Glenn Beck.
Yes.
So
and that right there, that the thing I'm getting at is that it's right now, what I see right now as a black man, I see indirect racism. I don't see it just, you can hang.
So you've got two options. Since you asked the question, I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
You've got two options
for
the guy with the chalkboard, okay?
Uh-huh.
Option number one is you start your own TV show, and you can popularize your message and get your ideas out there. But number two is you can also boycott the advertisers of that show. You can call station management and let them know how you feel.
But I'm one person.
Then you presume talk to everybody you know.
Most people don't know how to articulate their thoughts like the way he's.
So you can be a spokesperson for other people that agree with you, and clearly you're not going to be the only one who thinks this way. There's probably others who think.
And you sound like you can articulate your thoughts pretty well. So and maybe you could speak for other people.
The only way I've done this is by listening to people like you and copying. But you know how like you have a child and you think of a child learning how to talk. Well, the child learns how to talk by listening. And copying whatever the mother or father thinks. So that's all I've been doing is listening what you've been saying and then copying everything that you say by speaking. But I mean, but I'm one out of many. I mean, but I'm one out of 100. You know, and not too many people like me is going to do something like that.
So someone's getting on the airwaves and saying something you disagree with. You can either respond to that person's statements on their own show to whatever extent they allow or the management would allow you to comment, or you can just go and compete with them. You know, it reminds me of a complaint that was received over at the local public access TV station here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it actually was a complaint that was received multiple times by the guy that runs the station, the executive director. He has to field all the phone calls from all the people that don't like what they see on the air. And so when the Free Liberty activists in the area started a show up a few years ago, Free Minds TV is still on the air, there were some complaints that were coming in from people. One guy actually came into the office of the guy that runs the station and says, you need to take this show off the air. And he looked at him and he said, well, I can't do that. This is public access. Anyone's allowed to have a show, and they can say pretty much whatever they want to.
And that's the problem. That's
no, it's not a problem. Because the answer to that is, the answer to speech you don't like, Terry, is more speech. That's not a problem. So the answer that he told this guy was, no, I'm not going to take him off the air. Hold on, Terry. What he said was, is I'm not going to take that show off the air, but you could have a show. And, of course, the person who is complaining, well, they don't want to do that, because that actually takes effort. It's a lot harder to actually get out there and create a product for yourself and an alternative product than it is to complain about the existing ones. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, and another question is, because I heard someone you was asking that one guy, I-20 or something like that, do you think the Civil War was neat? And my answer, it was the main reason why, because if the South and the North didn't intervene in trying to bring in the slaves, it had been an internal civil war between slaves.
There's
and
more coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Your toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-FREE. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features we give to you there. You can also support Free Talk Live by getting your last-minute holiday shopping taken care of. It's not too late to get stuff from Amazon, for instance, and have it delivered before Christmas, but you probably should go and order, like, right now. Over at shop.freetalklive.com. And if you're willing to pay more for, you know, extra fast shipping, you can probably put it off another day or so. But go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to enter Amazon through the links there at the top. Different Amazons for different countries. You click into the one that's appropriate for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Also, there's Newegg links there as well. When you shop through the Newegg links, if you need some computer parts, for instance, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will receive a portion of your purchase. So great ways to help some liberty organizations over at shop.freetalklive.com as we go back to Terry, listening in Hawaii. Terry, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Luther. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, we had to sort of brutally put you on hold. We're nailed to the clock, and the breaks come when they come. So we're talking about Ron Paul, discrimination, boycotts, and, you know, how to handle undesirable business owners without using the coercion and the threats of the government. And we got onto the issue of the Civil War, and you were saying that you thought the Civil War was worth it, right? Can you just recap what you were saying there before the break?
Oh, okay. What I was saying is during that time and era, a lot of slaves were running away from the plantation. And the good majority of these slaves were running towards a lot of tribal areas and aiding with the tribes. And they became as a tribe member. And what I'm saying is if the North and the South didn't resolve their conflict through this war, it had been another civil conflict between the Native Americans and the African slaves against the slave owners. And that would have been a big ordeal because back in those days, it was becoming so detrimental to the, colonial areas that slaves was made with the Native Americans that they even made a law to prohibit that. From slaves meeting or becoming a member of those tribes.
Let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that that if the Civil War hadn't happened and 600,000 people were killed, that slaves would have teamed up with Indians and killed the slave masters. Seems like the latter portion would have been preferable. I mean, I don't support violence as a solution.
What I'm saying is, bottom line is what I'm saying is it was needed. It was needed. from both ends. It was neither.
But isn't that what you were? Did I misunderstand you? Because did I not hear you say that if it weren't for the Civil War, that Indians and blacks would have teamed up and killed slave owners?
No, I didn't say kill. Well, you're making it sound a little bit vicious, but it would have been a war. It would have been that type.
War is vicious.
War is killing.
Well, I said, bottom line, it still would have been a civil war. Either way it goes.
I'd rather have that happen, because then at least you're killing the oppressors and not the poor bastards that fought for the South and the North. I mean, the wars are fought by poor people. And they're fought by poor people for the benefit of the politicians.
Right. Yeah, and their rich buddies, you know, like in this case, the plantation owners.
I have a question for you.
You're right. War is mostly fought by poor people, like the Bolsheviks against the Czars. Yeah, you're right.
I have a question for you, and that's because we talked about the Civil War with the ICE 2020 guy that called, and we're kind of talking about it now. But are you aware, or how do you feel about the fact that the Civil War was really not about slavery at all, and Abraham Lincoln did not care about freeing the slaves?
Yeah, you're right. It was about a change in the industrial age. That's what it was really about. But I think what made it more about the slave is when I think the North was losing the battle. I'm not sure. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it was very unpopular, an unpopular war in the North, and Lincoln was at risk of losing his presidency and the war ending and the nation being divided.
Yeah, in his with the second term, that's where he was losing the battle. Am I right?
Right, and you've got it pretty much right. It also he used the Emancipation Proclamation as a way to prevent European powers from siding with the South. Because, you know, think about it. If it's a war just about separating the country, you know, that's one thing. But if it's a war about slavery, who's going to want to touch that with a 10-foot pole? Nobody.
Yeah.
And he didn't actually set any slaves free in the South with the Emancipation Proclamation.
No,
right?
No.
I think more or less it was just because they wanted the South to do away with the slaves and be more programmed to the new technology age that they were just pioneering in the North that they had gotten from Britain, you know, the industrial age of how to use machinery to agriculture.
And these things would have happened on their own. See, this is the point that people overlook about the Civil Wars. They think that we had to have a Civil War to end slavery. Of course, it's completely wrong for some of the reasons Luther was pointing out, but also because of the way the marketplace works. The marketplace, and I, you know, certainly in the past, has been an ugly thing. Like, you know, there have been some real problems with certain businesses and how employees have been treated and all that. And over time, those problems have gone away, not because of the government in general, but because of competition. So when businesses are competing in an open market, they're competing not just for customers.
You know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about I'm just now learning about that. I'm just now learning about all the regulations because I'm in this my major right now is business management. And I just got through with my class of human resources. And I learned so much about the regulations, the far as like the taxes, the equal opportunity, the OSHA FAR standard.
Are you going to college for this?
Yes, sir.
So you're probably being taught that regulations are good, right?
Yeah. No, I'm being taught it's a neutral situation. It's showing me the reason why most companies are outsourcing because of these regulations.
This is true.
It's pretty much showing me both sides.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because regulations are really something that keep poor people down. Whether we're talking about blacks, Hispanics, white people, whoever, regulations are what keep poor people poor, and they keep the man the man.
I understand that. True that. And you know what? That's one thing I want to clear up, because...
Well, before you go on, my point...
Can I say this one thing?
Sure, but you had interrupted me, so we're now...
I see people on TV, they always saying that, blacks always want a handout or something. No. But remember, you got to understand, after slavery, we were supposed to get 4 acres and a mule. We never got that. Now,
the government breaks its promises to everybody.
But you got to understand, I was raised in the ghetto in the 90s when gangbanging was really serious. And all we wanted and all we spoke about in our rap songs was help our schools out. Give us money for our schools so we can educate ourselves, so we can do for ourselves. But you know what? They laughed at us. They laughed at that, and that's why Tupac. I mean, I know you're not into Tupac, but that's what Tupac was
saying.
Yeah,
really I am.
You know, and that's what our whole community was saying was save our streets, meaning.
Right, but the problem is, I get what you're saying, I get it, but the government breaks promises to everybody. Look at how they treat the veterans, Terry. The government breaks promises to everybody. So why would anybody turn to them and look for help? I mean, these are the same people who are the oppressors. You're essentially turning to the new set of masters and begging them for better conditions. And it just doesn't really work out very well in the long run.
Right.
I know this is off the topic, but tell you the truth, that's what hip hop was supposed to be for. Hip hop was supposed to, and then these young generations just misconstrued the whole image of what it was supposed to be about. Hip hop was supposed to be a way to promote music and get gain money since the government is not doing it and pushing
right.
Like
you've
that.
You've got to empower yourself. Absolutely,
that's
you've got to empower yourself. And there was, there was a lot of that in the civil rights movement and the freedom movement back in the 60s, with people realizing you can't count on the man to help you. You've got to help yourself. And in fact, it's the man that keeps everybody down, as we were pointing out from the regulations. I think it's been a good conversation, Terry. I thank you for the call tonight.
Keep listening.
For sure. Like he said, it was his first time tuning in tonight.
Yeah, so. I think he did a great job, though. He's very articulate on his points.
Open-minded. 855-450 free. That is the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. But the point that needs to be made that I didn't get a chance to fully flesh out is that the conditions for employees improve because of competition. Meaning that if I'm a business owner and I want to have the best employees, I want to make sure you've got the best place to work. I want to make sure there aren't any, blades going to chop off your arm, that it's well lit, that it's air conditioned. I want to make sure that I've got the best place. Otherwise, the guy across town or the other guy across town is going to have a better condition than me, and he's going to take my good employees away from me. Mm-hmm. And so that's how over time, had it been allowed to play out, that the South would have gotten away from using slavery and would have gone towards mass manufacturing or more automation and things like that and technology. Those things would have happened because businesses would have been competing, as long as they're free to compete. But if there are regulations in place restricting the amount of businesses and how you can do business, then there's not as much leeway to compete, and therefore conditions don't improve as quickly. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.